Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today. I'm in the 7th verse of the 4th chapter of the book of Ephesians, where Paul says, "But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift." Let's talk a little bit about the grace given to each one of us. And we'll start with the fact that according to chapter 2 of the same book, Paul believed that every Christian shares the grace of salvation through faith. Remember in verse 5, he said, "He made us alive with Christ. By grace you have been saved." And then in verse 8, "For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." It's not the faith that's not of yourself. It's the grace that's not of yourself. The faith is your faith in Him. The grace is His grace towards you. But each Christian is also given something more, and that is a particular gift of grace to benefit the whole church. Paul talks about his gift in the 3rd chapter. Notice the progression. Chapter 2, it's grace of salvation for every believer. Chapter 3, it's the grace gift he's been given, particularly in verse 2. He says, "The dispensation of the grace of God given to me for you." And then in verse 8, "I'm less than the least of all the saints, but this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." So Paul saw his gift being a grace gift. And each believer has a grace gift. And every Christian really fills a ministry role. We may not call them formal ministry roles, but that's just because we have some sort of religious mindset that ministry's pulpit only. But really, every believer fills some sort of role. Some of them are official. Maybe they're overseers or deacons, the way Paul called them in Philippians. Sometimes he calls them bishops and elders, like he does in the book of Titus. Even in Timothy, he deals with that, and deacons in the book of Acts. These guys oversee local churches, but that doesn't mean that's the only gift. The word gift in the Greek is literally, would be better translated, the word donation. And it appears in connection with spiritual service only right here in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. "Each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore," he says, "when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men." Paul explains this phrase, "he gave gifts to men," as Christ ascending to give to his church people equipment. And then he'll list those off in the next few verses as apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. But also, Christ gives a ministry role to every believer. Everyone gets a charis, that's grace, a charismata, a demonstration of the Spirit. Now, there's a lot of debate concerning gifts in the New Testament, but there are some certainties that we can be sure of. First is that a spiritual gift expresses, celebrates, or displays Christ in a way that strengthens the rest of the body of Christ and enlarges the church. Another thing we can be sure of is that a spiritual gift may be classified as either an ability to speak or to love or to help. Paul would list in Romans 12 a list of gifts that goes between different categories: prophesying, teaching, exhorting. These were all speaking gifts. Then there was serving and giving and leading. These are helping gifts. Doesn't matter how much different the human activity is, there's a gift for that activity. It's every believer's responsibility then to walk in how they are gifted and not to try to walk in somebody else's gift. It's that point that I want to take to another level tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.